Legacy of Lily, Book 1. The Half-Life. Written by Ellie Elizabeth. Narrated by Raina St. James. The chapter prior to the book. Since the beginning of time, the most valuable thing in the universe has been the human soul. That which is unseen, fought for by human, angel, and demon alike. What unimaginable power could the human soul possess that supernatural beings would want to collect us? Arav Azad, Finding Abditus. August 18th, 1943. A soldier hobbled along the Sicilian countryside. Dirt or soot or blood, it was hard to tell which, hid who he was and what was left of his uniform. His face was stone, dripping with sweat, and his only thought was to keep going until he found any of his own alive. A groan arose from his right. He dropped to a knee, his rifle at the ready, and scanned the vicinity. Eyes narrowed, he watched as fingers wiggled on an outstretched arm. The soldier waited, looking around again, before carefully making his way to the source of the groan. "What's your name, Private?" His husky voice rasped as he knelt beside the young man, who barely looked 18. He spared some water from his canteen to wet the kid's lips. "They're coming for me. Private John Cole here. Can you stand?" There were no visible wounds on him, so John lifted him cautiously, checking his back. "It's too late," he groaned, his hand reaching towards the sun. "They're here." "What's your name? Where you hurt?" John sighed, lowering him down. He was dead weight, already cold. "So young." John shook his head. The hope of having a companion when he first saw the outstretched hand was quickly fading. John brushed the soot off his own arm, revealing a red cross and a green patch with a one on it. That's when he noticed the fresh blood on his hand. "Private James," he breathed. "Ezekiel Russo. Jim. 45th. Jim made eye contact with John for a brief moment, and then his eyes wandered beyond him. John wiped the blood on the thigh of his pants and then slid his hand into his pocket, removing a rosary. "You religious, Jim?" He took Jim's outstretched hand and held it down, placing the rosary in it. "Look." Jim raised his other hand. "Yeah, I'm not sure anymore either," John said, more to himself than Jim. He lowered his head, reciting, "Our Father, who..." But Jim didn't hear him. The world as he knew it was fading away, transforming into something he had never known before, something he never could have imagined. The sky turned bright in a swift, crackling instant. The horizon burned a lively orange, and the landscape, including the others who lay motionless, fell to shades of thick gray. So seemingly dense that the new shades of the earth became difficult to move limbs through as his spirit rose from his body and left John behind praying. Jim stared at his glowing, transparent hands that pushed through the air like a wooden spoon in a vat of honey. In every way, he was still himself, but with no physical body to weigh him down. Floating above the battlefield, there was no longer a bloody hole in his back. And his arms, skin, everything was clean and smooth, free of any remnants of the war. The battlefield in the physical realm had been eerily quiet and unmoving, but the countryside, as one looked beyond the bodies, had still been striking. Now, here in this dark, transparent realm, just a pinhead's length from the world he just left, there were horrific screams, hissing, cold, commanding, deep voices, and a far-off popping noise he couldn't comprehend. All around him, transparent spirits like him ascended from their bodies. They too were glowing and perfect. And there were others, other beings or creatures, he squinted to get a better look. But somehow he couldn't focus in on them. He looked straight up to find the main source of light in this realm, a bright, pure, white light, brighter than the sun, yet somehow...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?